Blog Talk Radio.
God bless all of you who are on the Fresh Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line here this morning, and the Blog Talk that which has come together with the Fresh Fruits, and we just thank God for you. Thank God for you, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen. Amen. And please give Bishop Hagen our regards. We're praying for him in the hospital. And all of you on the line this morning, this is a great day. Oh, my God, he is so wonderful, so ultra awesome. And we give him glory and adoration and thanks for everything that he's done. Did you know that between last night, yesterday morning, the actual factual, and this morning, he's done thousands of things for you. Thousands. And you ought to be able to give him glory and give him adoration. And it's so important because that's why we were created. We were created to praise him. And I want to give him praise and adoration. God bless every person. Let's go to prayer in just a moment here. Just want to greet you in the name of Jesus. Know that we have many people coming from every walk of life, from every church affiliation, every church denomination, people coming together just to hold hands and pray together and to lift hands and give God praise. The enemy is a liar, and we do glory in the Lord and thank him for what he's done. Now, I want to ask all those prayer warriors on the line everywhere if they would open up. You know, I know y'all can pray at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and pray at 6 and 7 o'clock at night. But it's really a prayer warrior who can wake up praying. Now, we'll forget him. Preacher, you can wake him up at any time of day or night and you get a message out of him because he was a preacher. Amen. Prayer warriors ought to be the same way. You ought to be able to wake them up at any time of day or night or morning. And they should be able to say, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and go into prayer. Okay. Warrior in the name of Jesus. And so let me see if we've got some prayer warriors awake this time of morning. Why don't we have maybe a couple of prayers, someone volunteer who just pray and bless the line this morning. Ask God to bless us, bless the line, bless everything that we're trying to do for the Lord. Amen. And receive these. Do we have a volunteer? Somebody who can pray. Amen. Wake up in prayer, general prayer. Do we have a volunteer?
Gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for our mind stayed on your mind to go all the way in your name. Look on your people everywhere. God, look on our country. Look on our president. Look on the ones that's in authority. Give them to make the right decisions for your people in the name of Jesus. God, send laborers into the vineyard. Bless everyone on this land, God. God, we thank you for this prayer line. Thank you for your precious way. Thank you for how you gave your son to die for us. God, we thank you for salvation. We thank you for your many, many blessings. God, you've been so good. You healed our bodies so many times. You made ways. You opened doors. You blessed our going out and our coming in. God, none like you today. We thank you. You're worthy of every praise. God, you're so worthy today. We thank you and we thank you. We can't thank you enough, but we love you. God, we love your way. We love walking up right before you. In the name of Jesus, help us today, God. We need your help. God, our country needs your help. We're in trouble today, but we want to return. God, bless our country to return to you, God. In the name of Jesus, bless your people everywhere. In the name of Jesus, God, we're thine today, Lord. We're thine by the blood. Let your blood cover. Let your blood cover today, God. In the name of Jesus, and we'll be ever forever to give your name the praise, and the glory and the honor shall be that. In Jesus' name, thank the Lord. Amen.
Wow, beautiful, Mother. I believe that's Mother Digby.
Yes.
Thank God for you. Amen. Do we have another prayer warrior out there who can wake up and pray this morning? Give us another prayer. Anyone else volunteering? You can pray. When I say again, any other volunteer, pray for you will pray this morning. All right. Heavenly Father, good morning to you. Lord, we love you and we thank you and appreciate you. And we are aware that you've done so many things for us from yesterday to today. Just so thankful and grateful for what you've done. You didn't have to do it, but I'm so glad you did. We're praying for forgiveness for anything we've done. Thoughts or deeds or things that we haven't done. Oh God, forgive us for all of it in the name of Jesus. We're trying to accomplish your divine will here on earth. Oh God, thank you for it. And some hurdles, some trials, some tribulations. But God, we're still on the wall trying to do what you called us to do. Help us and bless us, we pray. And I pray that you bless the prayer line today. Oh God, so many people depend on hearing these wonderful praise reports and giving you glory. Some people overseas, Lord, and even here in America, this is their only church. Please remind the people that others are waiting just to hear praise about you. Eh? Thank you for it. Now, I pray that you bless every mother. This is the day around Mother's Day. Bless them, Lord. Help them. See them through every storm, every test. In Jesus' name. Make those sons and daughters, whether they are biological or whatever way, adoption, and even spiritual sons and daughters, Lord, help them to be grateful to their fathers and mothers for birthing in them a new ministry, a new day, a new hour, in the name of Jesus. Bless us, every participant on this prayer line. Those who are down, bring them up. Those who are out, bring them back in. Oh God, hover around them. And let the anointing destroy every yoke that is trying to destroy them in the name of Jesus. Give grace and glory to your people. Lord, I pray that you help those who are under bridges and those who are out without any money for their family and those who don't have jobs, give them jobs. Help the people, Lord, we pray. And God and our leaders for this country, let your anointing destroy every yoke and let the person who you would like to be, who you choose to be the president of America, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Now, we look to you this morning. Bless every person who blesses you. Oh, God, thank you for it. And we give you the glory and the praise and the adoration for everything that you're going to do, for everything that you're doing. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And for the glory of God, thank God. Thank God, thank God. And amen, and amen, and amen. Eh, my. God is so ultra awesome. We just thank him for his goodness. All right. Let me see who's awake out there. Some of y'all I know got a comfortable bed. And you can drift on. Let's see who's awake. In the name of Jesus. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I hear the old saints singing that song. Woke up this morning with the mind. Stay on you. Yeah, they used to sing that all the time. Did you? Amen. And they sing, I hear y'all say, ain't no harm to have a mind. See? Yeah, they used to sing that all the time, and it would be a blessing to people. Did y'all wake up this morning with the mind stayed on Jesus?
Yes.
Amen. If you did, then you surely have a praise report. Amen. If you got that kind of mind, you got a praise report. Let's speak to the Lord whenever you come in the room. Let's speak to him. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good
morning,
Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Let's give him some praise. And who is the first one who realizes how good he's been? And you're going to jump in there. I want to see what level your praise is on. That's what a praise check is about, to see what level you're on this morning. I can tell normally by the level of your praise or who's going to give a praise report. Amen, because you're happy and you're grateful and thankful for what is. Yeah, up in heaven, they're not just sitting there, you know, trying to get sleep and folding their arms and saying, no, they're not just listening. They're giving God praise. So let's give God praise this morning. Everybody, praise him. Let's pray him at least for 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 minutes. Come on. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank
you, thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you, thank
you,
Lord, for this day, for love,
thank you, Lord,
thank you, God, for your glory,
thank you, Lord,
thank you,
Lord,
thank you, Jesus,
thank
you, Lord,
thank you, Lord,
for waking us up this morning,
Lord, thank you, Jesus,
thank you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank
you, thank you, thank
you,
thank
you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, Volunteer who who will allow the Lord to use you this morning and then give him praise and ask for other praise reports. If so, the line is open to you. Who would it be? Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Mother Digby, area code
yes.
708, giving honor to God and to Dr. Johnson and to everyone that is on the line. I thank and praise the Lord for just being alive this morning, and most of all for being saved. I thank God for how he woke me up, woke me up with no pains in my body, and that's a blessing in itself. I thank and praise the Lord for his goodness. I thank him for how he came into my life and how he saved me and how he keeps me by the day with a mind to go all the way with him. I thank him for his many, many blessings. I thank him for opening doors, making ways, healing my body so many times. I thank and praise the Lord for that. The Lord is good and he's worthy to be praised. And I want to say that now that the line is open to anyone who would like to give a praise report at this time. The line is open to you. Thank you,
Father. Mother
Digby.
I do want to follow Mother Digby. Good morning, Mother Digby.
Good morning.
Ambassador-elect Mother Digby. This is Ambassador-elect Charlotte Gray out of Kansas City, Missouri. I am part of the Redeemed, and I do want to say so. I am grateful this Friday, and I am thankful to be able to open my mouth and say, God, you've kept me all week from all hurt, harm, and danger. Every accident that's happened, God, you've kept me. Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus. I turned the news on this morning. I just had to turn it off, God. Because you kept all seven of the great children. You kept my husband every night at work. Lord, you kept me on my job. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. I'm part of the redeemed, and I do want to say so. I am grateful, 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 God, what you are doing in my life, God, regardless, Lord, of what it looks like. I am grateful, God, for what you are doing. I am part of the redeemed, and I do want to say so. Back in your hands, Mother Digby.
Thank you. God bless you, sister. The line is open, saints.
Good morning, Mother Digby. This is Missionary Wilson, Memphis, Tennessee. I am thankful that the Lord has blessed me to yet be in the land of the living. Thank you for waking me up this morning and giving me in my right mind. I thank the Lord. I want to report that my sister Marty is at home and doing great. She's able to walk. Now she's walking with a walker, but she's able to walk because she wasn't able to walk. And she said that she was about to get out of here. The Lord has blessed her to come back and be able to understand what she's saying, and we're just grateful to the Lord for how he has blessed her to be back on her feet again. God bless you.
God bless you. That's a blessing. Amen. Is there enough? The line is open.
Glory to God. God bless you, Mother Digby, and all the saints of God and Chief Ambassador. On the line, this is Ambassador Stitt from Arkansas. I just praise God. I can say today that I am a mother and that I have had the company in the wonderful 59 years of being raised by an awesome woman of God who was my mother and my grandmother's. And I thank God for what the legacy they put in me today to be a real woman. Glory to God. And I praise God. I thank God that my daughter flew in last night, and I'm looking forward to just imparting great and wonderful things in her life. And I just want to encourage everyone on this weekend, whether your mother's here or not, remember the legacy. Remember what they put in you. When I look at my hands, I see my mother's hands. When I hear my mother's voice, when I see, I want to see like my mother see things, because my mother was a follower of Christ. God bless all of you, and have a wonderful weekend.
God bless you.
Good morning.
Go right ahead.
Good morning, this is Ambassador Jolene Garnett. God bless everyone on our prayer line this morning. I thank the Lord for how he woke me up this morning, closed me in my right mind. I thank God for all his goodness, his mercy, how he just keep making ways out of no ways. I thank God for good help. I don't be going back and forth, in and out of the hospital. So that's a miracle blessing for me. In the name of Jesus, and I just thank God for what he's doing for me. I thank God for our Chief and Dr. Johnson and Lady Danny. and everyone on the First Fruit prayer line, ever since I've been on the First Fruit prayer line, God has truly, truly blessed me, and he has elevated me a lot. So I just thank God for Mother Deasy. She keeps me encouraged. I just thank God for everyone, and I want everyone, every mother, have a happy, happy, happy Mother's Day. God bless each and everyone. Love you much.
Thank you so much. We received that happy Mother's Day. The line is still open.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Praise leader. Listen, that's this. We thank God. This is Ambassador Pfeiffer just giving a shout out, thanking God for all the mothers, my mother and grandmothers and all my aunts and uncles and my oldest sisters and all. Thanking God for every mother that is on this prayer line, praying for their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren and family members. And it is just a blessing knowing that there are praying women and praying men that are giving God the glory. But since this is Mother's Weekend, every day should be Mother's Day. And I'm just praising God because I enjoy every day, every single day of my life. Glory, hallelujah. It's a day for me to shout out to the Lord. Glory to God. Give him the praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Every day is a good day. And every time, every time, every time, every morning I wake up, praise God, it's a praise, it's a praise, another day of praise, another day of worship, another day I can serve him, another day I can trust in him, and I'm blessing his holy name all day, all weekend, for all the mothers worldwide that have been so diligently sending up fervent prayers for their family, for their children, and for so many. So I'm blessing God right now for every mother that's on the prayer line. I love you, love you, love you, and I won't take it back. God bless you, and have a wonderful Mother's Day weekend.
God bless you. The line is open. Heard somebody. All right.
Good morning. This is Gnaden McKnight from Texas. I'd just like to thank God for letting me see another day, and it's such a wonderful day, and I just want to wish all the mothers on the line a happy Mother's Day, and I love y'all all. Y'all all have a blessed weekend, and that's my praise report. Thank y'all.
God bless you, Sister McKnight.
Mm-hmm.
And happy Mother's Day to you, too.
Thank
you. The line
you.
Is still open.
Amen. This is Ambassador Lake Johnson in Texas. I praise God this morning for my life, health, and strength, activity of my limbs, and being closed in my right mind. I just praise God for each and every one on the line this morning. I praise God because he is God. And beside him, there is none other. He stands alone in his victory and all that we owe him. I just thank him. I thank the Lord because he has allowed me to continue to have my mother with me. And, oh, how I praise him for that. I realize that it's nothing but the goodness of God. And I thank God for being a mother. I thank God for the four generations we have, my daughter being a mother. God is just good to me. I do thank God. I want to say happy Mother's Day to Ambassador Johnson and to Ambassador Betty Johnson and to all the ambassadors, ambassador-elect, to everyone. May you have a glorious, happy Mother's Day. And I love you and continue to be blessed in the Lord.
Thank you so much. I receive it all. The line is still open. How many more do you want me to get, Dr. Johnson?
One, maybe two.
Two more.
We'll see.
All right.
Is there anybody else who has a praise report?
This is Sister Lucille. I want to first give honor to God and all the saints on this prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord for all his blessings. I thank the Lord last night, I went to go get my medicine because I didn't feel good at Walmart. And I rode the bus, and the buses run different in the evening time. And I didn't know if I was going to get back to Kansas, but I prayed on the bus and asked the Lord to just let me make it home last night. Me and my daughter and my 11-year-old. And as soon as we got downtown, the bus was right there. And I thank the Lord for that because we don't have a car and I didn't know how we was going to get home if we'd have missed that bus. So I'm asking the saints to continue to keep me and my children in your prayer. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers on the prayer line. God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Lucille. One more.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Sister Lily Mays, 334 area code, Alabama. I just thank God for being alive. I thank God for everyone on the prayer line. To God be the glory. Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson, Dr. Betty Johnson, and all the ambassador staff on the prayer line this morning. I thank God for all of you. And I just ask that you just continue to be blessed in the name of Jesus. I praise God for everything that he's done for me and still doing for me and my mother, his healing. I just thank God for everything, for breath, life, my being. And I just thank God and ask him that he just bless every mother with a happy and blessed Mother's Day to everyone, and I love all of you. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. This is Sister Lily Garnett. I got on the line late. I just like to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, to Lady Betty, and to all the mothers that's on the prayer line. To Mother Digby, she is a beautiful person in the Lord. I've been knowing her ever since I've been in Chicago. And Mother Digby is a good encourager, and I thank God for all the mothers. And I even thank God for First Fruit Prayer Line, to Chief Ambassador Johnson, to all
the people.
This is a blessing. The prayer line is a blessing, and I did get online late. Forgive me for that. But I just thank God for everyone, you know, that's on the First Fruit Prayer Line, Dr. Pfeiffer, Dr. Fit. I just think I'm just not going to name a lot of them because I might miss. I'm remorse if I don't say something to just tell each and every one of the mothers Happy Mother's Day, and I hope y'all have a blessed day and a blessed Mother's Day.
Thank you, Sister Garnett. She gave me the prayer line number, I think about 4 years ago. Back in your hands, Dr. Johnson. Yes.
Thank you so much, Mother Digby. My God, you are doing tremendous. You are growing, so amen. I know you were, you know, on a high level before you or when you came here, but God is taking you up, 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 up. God bless you. Sister Lucille, I heard your testimony, your praise report, and God put compassion in my heart for you. It must be the Lord Jesus that wants me to pray for you. That God wouldn't give you a car. But now watch this. I don't want him to just give you a car. I want him to give you a good running car. One that won't cause you a lot of trouble. Amen. So you can praise him in your car on the way to work. And that you won't have to depend on the bus. And I'm going to ask God to give you the finances that you can afford this car. Heavenly Father, God, I come not for myself. Very, very, very seldom I ask you for anything for myself. But I do come in behalf of your people. Here's a woman, Sister Lucille Angelo.
Yes, Lord.
She's praising you and who's been faithful to the prayer line. And God, I'm asking you to touch and make a way out of no way.
Yes.
But I'm asking you to give her a car, a good running car, that will be good. good transportation for her.
Yes.
And I'm asking you this properly. According to your word, you said, ask anything in your name, and you would do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. God, I'm asking this in the name of Jesus for the glory of the Father, that you would hear this prayer and that you would grant it.
Yes.
But have faith with the works. God, supply her financial need to get the car and to keep the car running.
Yes.
Amen. Her and her family. In Jesus' mighty name.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
God, for the glory of God. Amen and amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen.
God bless you. Secondly, this being Mother's Day weekend, I want to, if you don't mind, and please don't think I'm being selfish, but I just want to ask all of you, if you would, just take about 5 or 10 minutes at the most. Let's remember Mother Edna Johnson, our mother. Amen. If you would, give me 2, 3, maybe 3 or 4 people who would like to just tell of your experience with her. If you never met her, but just tell about how, if she blessed you on this line or whatever you want to say, any messages you remember or her demeanor or anything she did to be a blessing to you. Amen. I'm going to open this line up. She was a blessing to all of us, but who will open your mouth and give a testimony about how God used her to bless your life? Anybody? The line is open to you. Amen. Is there anyone who will remember her?
This morning, Dr. Johnson, this is Mother Wilson. I met Mother Johnson one time, and at first time I came to the first fruit convention. And we talked, and I enjoyed her. And even to now, sometime on the line, it seemed like I can hear her voice coming through. I just thank God for the teaching that she did and the ground that she stood on, because she's telling us how to live and how to walk upright. And it sounds just like I was taught from my mother and my older pastor, Ellen D.S. Brown. It was just a wonderful spirit. And I thank God that if we follow her lead, the Lord will bless us to continue to go on in his name, and we will be blessed, more than better than blessed. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Beautifully. Good morning. I never met Mother Johnson, but I enjoyed the words and church and worship days and about Jesus and all that she put in my mind. My mother-in-law thing that she said made me thought about the home race that I had with the elder people. I thank him, bless God for her, even though she's not here. He expressed her spirit is always here. I know that. And I thank and praise God for having her on the line and the prayers that she prayed and the advice that she gave. I always talk about being saved and the Holy Ghost. I thank and praise her for that. And I do miss her. Miss her voice. God bless.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Betty Johnson in Kansas City. And it was my pleasure just to be able to sit at her feet and hear the wisdom of God. I knew Mother Johnson. I met her even before I became a Betty Johnson for real with Dr. Bernard Johnson. In my early teens is when I started being able to listen to her and listen to her teachings. She was always truthful, always fair. If you were wrong, you were wrong, and she would explain why you were wrong biblically. But it was just my pleasure to be able to sit at her feet and just listen and learn. Even up until the day that God took her home, she was still giving instructions. So I praise God for even being in her presence, being able to hear and being able to learn under her. And not only was she a great teacher, but she loved everyone. God bless everyone, and have a good Mother's Day weekend this weekend.
Oh, beautiful, First Lady. Beautiful.
Glory to God. This is Ambassador Stitt from Arkansas, and my experience with Mother Johnson's when I was there for the conference and doing the praise, and somehow I was sitting beside her, and I eased my way back to my seat. I'll never forget the moment when she said, glory, 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 and she gently rested her hand on me, and it's something so special about when a senior saint and a mother put their hand on you. It was like, I validate you. You are all right with me, baby. Keep doing what you're doing, and I can always hear her strong words on the line, a woman without compromise. She didn't get where she was today without being strong. And my endeavor, I always hear Mother Johnson, and I'm glad that you brought Mother Johnson to the forefront, because at the end of the line, I just wanted to just give a wonderful shout and praise and victory in heaven for Mother Johnson. God bless all of you. And, Chief, you be encouraged during these days, because I know, God bless you. And also you, Lady Betty, love you much.
Thank you so much. Beautiful.
I'm also thinking as well, Chief, I have many, many stories. This is about to be like Charlotte Gray, and I'm being comical because I can, and I love Mother Johnson, and I've had many times with her as well as a young lady. And I'm actually envisioning her right now doing that Hollywood shuffle.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
Some of you all who have never seen her do that or didn't even know that she could, she would do the Hollywood shuffle in the Holy Ghost. And
mm-hmm.
to encourage young women that the Holy Ghost is real. It will swift you off your feet and move you and glide you across that floor and lift those heavy burdens. And she would encourage us as young women with our husbands to yet stand behind your husband and encourage that man and move him forward. God bless you, man of God. Back in your hand.
Anyone else? I'll take one more. Anyone else? All right. I certainly thank you for your prayers, Ambassador Stitt. Amen. You and Stan. I remember some of the funny things. My mother was so funny. Yeah. She never will forget when I tried to keep her laughing, I guess. You know, she looked at me always keeping her laughing. She called it foolishness, though. I came in one day. I said, Mama, let's have a contest. She said, what is it? She wasn't feeling good. I said, well, let's have a contest to see who can go to sleep the quickest. What? I said, yes, ma'am. Let's see who can go to sleep the quickest. She said, all right. I said, get ready, Mama. On the mark? Okay. Get ready. Mm-hmm. Get set. And I heard her. She was asleep already before I said go. And when she woke up, first thing she said, did I win? Did I win? She won. She won. She won the contest. Hands down. Amen. She was a lover of people. And she taught me how that I should love everybody, even those who despitefully use me, even though those who hate me. Yeah, she loved the enemies. Do good to those who despitefully use you. And she taught me all these things. And I praise God for Mother Johnson. Amen. It was a blessing. She taught about the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Amen. These last and evil days, she was the teacher. And I talked with her, amen. One of the greatest honors I've ever had in my life. And when my mother said to me, son, your notes on the Holy Ghost are so, such a blessing. She said, I want your notes on the Holy Ghost. That really encouraged me that my mother would ask me for my notes on the Holy Ghost. you all for remembering. Is there one more who wants to say anything about Mother Johnson before we move here? I got to get some prayer requests. Anybody?
This all is right. Sister Linda from Utah 801. I just want to say that I didn't get a chance to meet Mother Johnson in person, but I love Mother Johnson, and I bought two of her books, and I want to get two more when I come to Kansas. And I gave one to my sister, and so I need two more books, Mother Johnson. And I will always remember Mother Johnson because me and Mother Johnson had the same birthday. And that's one thing I will always remember her on. And she blessed me when she taught us, and, you know, taught us the Word of God. And she taught us about how about the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I was just so thankful to be least on the phone with her. And I will always remember Mother Johnson.
Thank you so much, Sister Linda.
Yes.
Jesus.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Before you end, I would like to end with a statement from Mother Johnson. I love each and every one of you, and I wouldn't trade you for a golden guinea.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much, Dr. Betty.
Amen. And I just want to say to all the mothers, have a great Mother Day.
Amen. I'm going to wish them that also. And I'm going to leave the line open for all of you who want to wish people mother happy Mother's Day. Amen. We got some gifts for our mothers at our church, and I know you all want to wish many people Mother's Day. So let me see if we got any emergency prayers here this morning. We certainly want to take time for you if you have a need for prayer. And all of us need prayer, but if you've got an emergency, please bring it forth and let us pray. This is not a gossip line. I personally, in all these years, have heard just about anything y'all can say. Amen. From everything. It's not a gossip line. I don't come to gossip about you. But we want to know how to pray specifically for you. You know, this is a line where we take it to God in prayer. Some people have cancer. Some people have tuberculosis. Some people have diabetes. Some people have lupus. Some people, their son is going through. Some people's son is in prison. Their daughter's in prison. Some people have financial difficulties. And if they don't get a miracle, they don't see how they're going to make it. I need one right now for amazing grace. And I don't think I'm divulging too much information. You have to let the saints know. One of the things that God taught me is that when you're going through something, don't think that you're an island by yourself.
Amen.
The saints are the ones who hover around and pray. And if they do, my God, things happen. So you can't let pride come between you and the prayers of the saints. Because if they don't know to pray, then it's your fault. Amen. Whatever you need in this prayer today, this is not a gossip line. You can let us know anything. If your daughter is pregnant and you need prayer, don't feel that this is somewhat a gossip line, what we're going to talk about. No. We just want to know how to pray. If you got a knot in your back, if you got a knot in your breast, whatever it is, God made all of it. And since he made it, he can fix it. He really can. If you can drop the pride, amen, God can drop the miracle. Oh, let me hold on to that. If you can drop the pride, God can drop the miracle. All right. Anyone want to get those prayer requests? If you do, I'll open up for you. I thank God for those who my arms up many times and helped me. I appreciate it. Amen. Anybody take the prayer requests or receive them?